Amanda there in Fort Worth, she just started hers today. She said, good job on the fast. I'm doing mine today. Woke up starving, of course.
Oh, for crying out
loud. Stay hungry. Okay. Stay hungry.
Go without food is the worst punishment.
Yeah, but maybe we shouldn't be taking health advice from radio disc jockeys.
I'm just saying, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. It was annoying more than anything.
There's a ringing endorsement.
And you guys helped out.
Hang in there, brother.
I know. Yeah.
Do you feel fantastic?
I feel about
the
same.
Do you feel reborn?
I feel about the same. And after that breakfast burrito earlier this morning, I feel vindicated. It was a beautiful thing. But ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of what I journaled along the way. And in no particular chronological order. It's our Tuesday morning top 10. The top 10 observations that came about over the course of my 72 hour. Actually, a little plus. It was what? It's almost about 77 hours, I think it was.
Are you going to start drinking broth and eating sardines and telling us it's fun, too?
Food fast. No, that's what Elle brought to eat. I had a breakfast burrito.
Mm-hmm.
She brought broth today. And I think it's bone broth.
Mm.
So enjoy that.
I do make my own bone broth when I get the Costco rotisserie chickens, just to keep it extra fun.
All right.
Oh, yeah. The most out of my $4.
You see, they're pioneer woman.
Said what I said.
Tuesday morning top 10 observations. Tuesday top 10 observations over the course of my 72-hour, 3-day food fast. Such as...
Number 10.
Oddly, now I can very much sympathize with the Strait of Hormuz being blockaded.
The Strait of Hormuz.
I'm just saying, that's all.
You will get nothing.
Number 9, doing your taxes makes fasting actually easier because you've instantly lost your appetite anyway at that point. Yeah. Talk about being cleaned out.
Number 8.
All right. Number 8, observation during the 3-day fast. My stomach went from growling to then eventually sending me strongly worded emails about what I needed.
Your manager.
Right.
Number 7.
Number 7, I now understand why people on cooking shows cry. Yeah, that's...
Number 6.
Yeah, notice that. Number 6, observation during the 3-day fast.
Number 6.
Tell you what, this week we are not going to waste any edible anything in the Will It Float tent.
That is an aggressive management decision.
Side note, water has now become my new favorite food. Right
up
at 8 o'clock.
Number 5,
observation over the course of the 3-day fast. I considered labeling it a hunger strike just to oppose the local data centers that are being built, you know.
Number 4.
I stand by you.
Number 4.
At least I can sleep at night knowing my lipids are in order.
Improved lipid profiles.
Thank you.
I mean, it's improved. I don't know that in order.
Number 3.
You're out of order.
Number 3, I Googled, is toothpaste technically a smoothie? And it's not, evidently. So.
Number 2.
A lot of people asked about this. Did you find any sort of entitlement or enlightenment? Well, the good news is...
Number 2.
I found enlightenment. And the better news, it turns out that enlightenment was in the shape of a breakfast burrito.
And all God's people said...
Amen. And then finally, the number one observation that I had over the course of my 72-hour plus 3-day food fast.
Number 1.
As God is my witness, I shall never go hungry again. Back to Texas.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.